The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hiya, gorgeous. Have you missed me?
Missed you? Have I seen you before? I wonder where it was.
Come off it, Wendy.
Oh, it's coming back now. It's our mark, isn't it? I can just about remember the jacket.
You daft bat. I haven't been gone that long. Only 2 weeks.
Seems more like 2 months.
Didn't know you cared that much.
I don't. It's just that it's been very eventful. Well, well, my little brother, all bronzed and handsome, looking like a Greek god.
Yeah, I got a great tan. Hey, look at my arms, eh? I'll show you my chest if you play your cards right.
Like a dog with two tails, you are.
Yeah, well, I had a great time.
Thought you were going to hate it. Crowd of mindless hooligans only going for booze, weren't it? All a bit below you. Never understood why you went at all, considering the circumstances.
Turned out different from what I expected, didn't it? Anyway, where is everybody? Where's Mum and Dad still in bed, having a Sunday lie-in?
Mum's through there. I'm just making her a cup of tea.
Oh, great. Make one for me. I could do with a real cup of tea. What's door shut for? Hello, Mum, I'm home.
Hello, Shug. I thought it must be you.
Hey, is something wrong? You've been crying.
No, I haven't. I've been peeling onions. What do you think? Give us a kiss.
What is it? What's up? Where's Dad?
Oh, he should have come home this weekend, but they just rung up. He's got bed sores. They're keeping him in a bit longer.
Here's your tea, Mum. I don't know what difference it makes. If he's got bed sores there, he'll get bed sores here just the same.
Bed sores? Ain't he up and about much yet?
You don't know, do you? We've been away. No, he ain't up and about much. He might never be up and about much again.
Oh, God, you've started her off again now.
Well, how was I to know?
If you hadn't gone away, you'd have known. Really picked your time, didn't you?
Give over, you two. Haven't I got enough trouble without you two at each other's throats?
Mum, I'm sorry. I didn't know. You did say it were all right for me to go to Spain.
Oh, I hadn't taken it in then, how bad it was.
Could have at least rung to find out.
Look, I've said I'm sorry, I didn't realise. Oh, God, I...
Never mind, it's all behind us. Oh, at least you're here now. You can drive me over to Oswestry later on. I can't tell you the problems we've had getting there and back.
Oswestry? But I was planning to spend the...
What, Shug?
Oh, never mind, it can wait. I'll have to make a phone call, that's all. Where's that cup of tea you promised us?
Through in kitchen. You're big enough to pour your own.
Thanks for nothing.
Oh, that reminds me. That fella with the Porsche rang again.
Fella with the Porsche?
Don't tell me you've forgotten already. How many Porsches do you do outside anyway? Bernard. I remember his name because it's same as Bernard at garage, except he's a lot more posh.
Oh, yeah, Bernard. Did he leave a message?
Sounded a bit disgruntled, if you ask me. Sounded like he hadn't cleaned his sparking plugs or something. If I got my hands on him, I'd clean his sparking plugs for him.
So there weren't a message?
He said he'd be in Bulldog Sunday lunchtime, if you happened to be back by then.
Right. Mum, I'm going out, but I'll be back in good time for hospital. I promise.
Bernard. Oh, you did get my message then. I was beginning to think my lonely vigil at the bar was to no avail.
Yeah, sorry. Ah, Wendy's a bit dizzy, but she does remember it then.
What are you drinking then? Same as usual?
Yeah, ta.
A pint of lager, Duck. I better make it two. Look at you then. All bronzed and gleaming like a Greek god. No need to ask where you've been spending your time.
No.
All right, was it? Getting pissed with all the other young lager louts?
Weren't too bad. Well, not as bad as expected.
You'll have to tell me all about it. Well, take it out of that, Duck. Buy yourself something with the change. Well, let's go and sit over in that corner over there. I can't hear myself think at the bar.
Oh, that tastes good. I don't know, it's got a different taste in Spain. And that's why everybody drinks so much, to wash taste away.
I do think I might have had a postcard.
Never sent any, except to Mum. I never thought.
And that's your trouble, young Mark. You never do think. And what about this mortgage? I've had all the paperwork ready for ages. I can't keep things on ice indefinitely, you know, while you go off to hotter climes with goodness knows who.
Yeah. Bernard, About the house. I'm having second thoughts.
Oh?
Well, my dad's worse than I thought. Mum's going to need a lot of help lifting him and all that. I ought to be there.
You mean it's cold feet and back to the nest time?
Well, just till he's settled in and...
Well, I'm afraid it's not as easy as all that. Things have gone too far to pull out now.
I don't want pull out, just delay.
No, I don't think that's possible.
But things have changed. I've already left Mam to cope while I went off on holiday.
Exactly. It didn't seem to matter then.
Only because I didn't realise. I feel guilty as all. Get out now. I can't leave her again on top of that.
Oh, you haven't any option. You can't just withdraw from a contract either.
But I feel guilty.
And what about the person who's selling the house? And what about all the work I've put into getting the mortgage through? Oh, you don't feel guilty about going back on your word, apparently. I tell you, Mark, if you let me down now, that's it. You won't get another chance.
Oh, God, look who's blown in. I'm sorry, Bernard, it's me nosy bloody sister.
Mark! Well, 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 what a small world. Fancy bumping into you.
Aye.
You don't mind if I join you, do you? While I'm waiting for a friend.
Help yourself.
Hello, I'm Wendy. This is my kid brother.
Bernard.
Oh, hello, I talked to you on the phone.
Can I get you a drink?
Bacardi and Coke, please.
Mark, same again.
No, I don't want another one. I've got to be off.
Oh, surely not yet. I'll just get you a half.
What are you doing following me round, spying on me?
Of course I'm not spying on you. I'm spying on the Porsche, dear brother.
You ain't got a Porsche. That's all in your mind.
Oh, you don't put me off as easy as that.
Look, I've got to go. Mum will be waiting. Aren't you coming to hospital as well?
No, thanks. I've done my bit while you've been sunning yourself. I'm having a day off now.
Look, Wendy, tell him I'm sorry I've had to go. And keep your hands off him. He's my mate, not yours.
Well, he's not what I expected. But you never know your luck. And a Porsche is a Porsche is a Porsche.
Oh, it's good having my favourite driver behind the wheel again. You'd never believe the hassles I've been through one way and another this last fortnight.
I'd never have gone on holiday if I'd realised.
Oh, we'd none of us realised. It's taken it a long while sinking.
You won't learn to drive yourself. Dad's been nattering you long enough.
Oh, I know. But he's never had time to teach me and I've never had time to learn.
I'll have to teach you.
Oh, I bet you're good enough. Look, I'm sorry about this morning. What an homecoming. I've been all right till now. That much rushing about kept me going. But when they said he couldn't come home, and I've been looking forward to it, oh, it was just a final straw.
I can imagine.
I'm all right now, though. Feel better for a bit of a cry. How was it, your holiday? Were you as bored as you expected?
No. There were this other lad, see. I knew him a bit before, but I never realised... Well, we had a lot in common.
Oh, you both like mild better than bitter.
Aye, something like that. Well, we both wanted to do other things than get pissed legless every night. You know, try the local food and do a spot of sightseeing.
Oh, aye. What sort of sights? Belly dancers?
Yeah, that sort of thing. No, we got on really well. In fact, I thought I might ask him to...
Come round for tea? Why not? It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would.
Not straight away, though. Once you sort it out with your dad, eh?
Well, I never. Our Cheryl.
What? Oh, Wendy. Oh, you're a bit off territory, aren't you? You're having to hunt further afield.
No need for that, sister dear. Anyway, what brings you to the old bulldog? I should have thought it were off territory for you as well.
Oh, no, we come here a lot, me and Nev.
Well, what have I been missing? Seems as though the whole of human life comes here.
Well, I'll not interrupt you. You're with friends.
Not usually so thoughtful. Anyway, they were called away sudden. There's two halves of lager going begging. You might as well have one.
Oh, no.
It's not like you to turn down a free drink. Where is darling Nev, then?
Oh, isn't he here? Well, I was supposed to be meeting him.
Looks like we've both been stood up in that case. So you might as well sit down and have a sisterly chat.
No, I can't.
Cheryl, you're shaking like a leaf. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
Yes, there is. You look really washed out.
Well, I'm expecting a kid, aren't I? It upsets your hormones.
No need to get ratty. You're like a burr with a sore head. Thought you were meant to glow when you were expecting.
Oh, you'd glow all right. You'd be like a bloody glowworm.
Cheryl, there's something wrong. You can tell me, you know. I've seen everything.
Oh, yeah. You know it all, you do.
Only trying to help.
Well, I don't need help. Not from anybody. Now, I'm just on my way to the ladies, so if you don't mind...
Please, yourself. Oh, Cheryl's up to no good. I can't think what? Well, shame to waste the lager.
This seat taken, Duck.
Even if it was, I'm sure I could make room for you to squeeze in.
Oh, Dad, I'm back.
Mark! Hey, son, I'm glad to say thee. Don't you look well? Costa Packet's done you good. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it were great. Do you have to lie like that all the time?
Aye. It's keep pressure off me bedsores.
Don't you get fed up?
Well, that's a damn silly question.
I brought you a bottle of duty-free, but Mam said I'd best leave it at home till you come out.
Where is your Mam? She's coming, isn't she?
She just popped in, Lou. I reckon she wanted to get her makeup straight for you.
Wouldn't do her much good these days.
Bit of a disappointment not coming out today.
Well, to tell you the truth, lad, and don't you tell your mother this, I'm a bit relieved.
Relieved? Weren't you looking forward to it?
Why, of course I were looking forward to it, in one sense, but, well, there's things... You get very well looked after here. Aye. The nurses, they're used to doing things. The wonderful are the nurses here, wonderful. I won't have a word said against them.
But our mum used to be a nurse.
Oh, a long while back. It's not the same with your own. And there's lifting and... I couldn't see how she was going to manage.
But it won't be any different next week.
Oh, of course it will, because you're home now. You'll be there to help.
But there's our Wendy, isn't
there? Oh, Wendy's all right in her way. She's a good laugh, keeps us all up to the mark. But she's not what you call reliable now, is she? Gets an idea in her head and she's off.
More like gets her man in her sights and she's off.
Aye, she's mon mad. I don't know where she gets it from. But I do know we can rely on you, can't we?
Yeah, Dad.
Now, not a word to your mum about this, do you hear me?
Of course not.
And here she comes, the Belle of New York. Hey, you're a sight for sore eyes, Duck.
Hello there, Shug. How are you?
I'm fine. Right as rain. Better for seeing you.
So what's this daft story about bed sores,
oh,
then?
That? Oh, some of the nurses have made up so they can hang on to me for a few more days.
What, all of them, Dad? They don't all fancy you, do they?
Oh, hi, lad. You see, I've got sex appeal. All as I've had. You don't lose that just because your legs go.
Aye, but it must be one in particular. Come on, Dad. Which of them is it?
Well, you see that one over there with ginger hair and tight little... It's she's madly in love with me.
Oh, go on. Who'd fall in love with thee?
Oh, you should see her when she's giving me a bed bath, where she puts that soap on and then the way she washes it off. Whoa.
You want to watch what you're saying, Ray Coakluff. There's two as can play at that game.
Today's episode of The Coakluffs was written by Joyce Holliday and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coakluffs return with another episode tomorrow.